K-State Nation, this is the Pearl Project Podcast. All things Kansas State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of Kansas State University. Eddie Greer checking in with you on another Monday, July 29th, 2024. And getting ever so closer to the football campaign. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Appreciate it if you would like and subscribe to this other K-State podcast. Yes, this other K-State podcast, wherever you get your podcast, Spotify, Apple, all of the above, and then some, right? Getting right into it here, obviously, I did not have a chance to record any K-State profile players, player profiles over the weekend, so apologize about that. But we did, however, post my favorite K-State win over last year, on the football side anyway, so that's up there. And then, of course, you've been in and out of this podcast, or this is your first time landing on this podcast, you want to check out content that we posted over the past, two months now, as we are in the middle of this heat, dead in the summer, definitely make sure you check out the Pearl Project Podcast feed with all the content. We're going to be ramping up here again, once again, as we get closer to football season. And let's not forget, we got women's soccer in women's volleyball on tap, as well as women's golf and men's golf too as well. So that's going to be coming out, following up. I know the K-State women's soccer team is going to have an exhibition with Arkansas here. Either it's this weekend or next weekend. I'm not very sure. We also, and yours truly, has things going on at least this Sunday, and then a huge, I mean huge event goes down next weekend for yours truly there. I'll explain that later on this week. But speaking of huge, right? Avery Johnson. I saw this. Yesterday. And holy smokes, have you seen pictures of this Corvette? NIL, Avery Johnson, and of course, if you've been following the whole NIL saga, not just here at K-State, but everywhere, you know that when it comes to cars, damn, we've seen some sweet-looking cars. Obviously, what comes to my mind, Bijan Robinson, obviously, when he was at Texas, or he played for Texas anyways, had that nice Lamborghini. Now plays for, of course, my team, the NFL team, of course, that is the Atlanta Falcons. On the other end, right, Avery Johnson, lavender. And this has been popular, obviously. His Corvette's going to be popular, I tell you that. But the color lavender has been a huge hit at K-State, obviously, for the last maybe over a year now. But if you have not seen pictures of Avery's new ride, what have you been not paying attention to? Because this thing is sweet. $256,000 there. And then, well, the NIL, actually. And then the Corvette, as I read yesterday, worth $100,000. I'll tell you, I had a privilege when I was younger to ride in my dad's Corvette, which was red. Very obviously a expensive ride, but a good sweet ride, right? But this thing is just next level right here. Yeah, he showed off. Well, this was actually custom made luxurious lavender Corvette. This actually was on Friday. This was not put out. Maybe I wasn't paying attention, anything else like that. This made news last Friday. Obviously, I did not hop on the mic right off the bat, obviously, but as I saw these pictures, I'm like, holy smokes, right? Obviously, but hopefully, well, I said, hopefully, it's going to be riding that K-State's offense style, looking to lead that luxurious offense with all these weapons around him here this year. And listening to another podcast, obviously, our brothers at Go Power Cat recently saying, look, I think they said, either it was Fitz or somebody else on that said, I think the defense is going to carry them for a little bit. until Avery gets underneath his feet underneath him in the second half. I could definitely see that, but obviously I could also see a scenario too. Even though yes, the defense has veterans at every level in depth now, which is going to play huge dividends. But I also see the offense here waking up, because look, they don't have time. Look, you don't have time to play the two go slot at the gate, because you're after UT Martin, you got Tulane, and we all know what happened against them the last time we played them in Manhattan. We got to go over there, and with this heat, talking about it's supposed to be super hot. I almost said a bad word I'm not supposed to say on here. With all this heat going around here, New Orleans, it's going to be really bad down there. And you go right to Arizona, which everyone's still calling it a non-con game, which Arizona, you're in your own conference. Again, I know I said this a few weeks back on the podcast. We're going over the schedule. And even when we pointed out this is going to be the first Friday evening game, or Fox on national television, they're still calling it a non-con game, which I don't know why. Arizona's in a damn conference, and they're still calling it a non-con game. So I guess this is going to be a non-conference game, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, NIL, you're seeing these sweet looking cars. Now you're seeing, obviously in Bijan, that was the talk right there, the Lamborghini, all that other stuff like that. And Bijan, seeing him from the outside now, and kind of seeing him from the inside now, since he's on my NFL team, good dude. Now, a couple years later, your team, your K-State Wildcats, approaching a month until the 2024 season, Avery Johnson got a sweet looking ride. Maybe even, I don't know which way you want to go with Lamborghini, Bijan Robinson, or Avery's sweet ass looking lavender Corvette. I don't know, that's a toss up, if you ask me. But Avery Johnson, let's see if I can, yeah, let's see what it was here, the number, yeah, the NIL, it was valued at $256,000, that Corvette. And of course, yes, I was wanting to get to this. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer in the house on this Monday, July 29th, 2024. Long MacArthur. If you've been around in the middle of Kansas, whether that's Junction City, Manhattan, Wamego, Abilene, they've had a partnership with the quarterback position at K-State, right? It would start with Skylar Thompson, yes. Start with him, and then Will Howard, and now it has passed the torch, partnering up Long MacArthur with Avery Johnson and hooking him up with the combination of NIL, of course, with that lavender Corvette. So again, you have not seen this, then you need to go on there and hype it up, because obviously now, a week before that, obviously there's been a lot of this talk now on the outside, and particularly in upstate New York, that Avery is going to be in a conversation for the Heisman. Now, I'm not going to put him in that. I'm not going to put him there right now. I'm not going to put him there yet. I got to see it right now. I mean, we saw flashes of it last year. I'm not going to come on this podcast and say, yeah, he's a Heisman hopeful. I'm not going to go say that. No, he's got go on the field. He's going to have to go on a show. And again, that means he's going to have to come out with a house of fire. Not this projection of what I'm hearing. The defense is going to be first up before the offense catch up. Because if that happens, then K-State, we're going to be in a lot of tight ball games. Okay? So that, there's that. If he's going to be in that conversation, then he's going to have to come out of gates hot, which I don't see. I hate making early predictions, but I just don't see that a little bit. Now, again, you have new offensive coordinators now. Again, so you have that to work into. So again, as we approach fall camp here in a few days for Kansas State, yeah, you have Matt Wells, new at the helm. You still, Connor Riley, still new to this whole thing. You lost Colin Klein a year to Texas A&M in the offseason. So you got to reclaim. Of course, you got all these nice weapons, Dedillon Edwards, the Keegan Johnsons, the Jace Browns, the DJ Giddens of the world, the Garrett Oakleys. We have said this time and time again over the summer, right? We have obviously speculated a lot on this podcast, and that's all we can do in the heat of the summer, right? Until we see action on the football field. And we're getting close to seeing that. So until then, I can't sit up in here and say, oh, yeah, Avery Johnson's going to be in the Heisman conversation this year. I cannot say that. I can't say that right now. If that has to happen, he's got to come out guns blazing. Draw the guns, blaze them, shoot them up, and roll on opponents' defenses. That's win big games, obviously. Which there's going to be a couple on there on the schedule already. He's going to have to ball out to be there. And we know Avery Johnson's a talent. Don't get me wrong on that. But again, he's going to have to come out, like I said about the defense. His defense is going to take it to the next level and be one of the top defenses in the Big 12. They're going to have to shut down high octane offenses. There we go. That they're going to shut down. They got the playmakers, obviously, defense. We understand that. We can sit here and talk all day about that. But until then, I got to see it. I got to see that. I got to see Avery understand Matt Wells and Carrari, what they're trying to scheme offensively, right? So a lot more to come for sure there. But yeah, that was a huge social media and talk that I saw this. I didn't see this till yesterday. Finally, just chilling out, getting ready for this huge week for yours truly on the week. But yeah, Avery Johnson with the combination NIL, Long MacArthur, the Lavender Corvette. Huge, his sweet ride. Now, all that's left, obviously, counting down these days, and Avery Johnson's going to lead that high octane offense, hopefully, and be the engine that he is, be the engine for this offense to lead K-State by these opposing teams this year in 2024. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, and yet forever podcasts are forever free, available daily, or whenever I have a chance to record Kansas State content. We're back again this week, hopefully for a full week of K-State coverage here as we continue to count down to University of Tennessee Martin on August 31st. That is the K-State in which they'll be honoring K-State Hall of Fame inductees into the new K-State Athletics Hall of Fame that same weekend, opening weekend for K-State. So huge weekend across the board there. Avery Johnson's first year as full-time starter, QB1 that is as well. So, and we're going to be hoping to dive more into the volleyball roster as well. Women's soccer exhibition game around the corner as well. I'll double check on that. I believe it's either this weekend or next weekend for sure. We'll get back to that this weekend and plenty more coverage on football as we're getting ready, counting down the days left. We're almost a month out until kickoff of the 2024 K-State football season under 6 year, going entering a 6 year, is head coach Chris Kleiman there as well. So again, you're new to the podcast, again, Pro Project Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts, and again, bonus channel, download the Podbean app. You want more Wildcat bonus coverage there? I'm hopeful to at least get one. We recorded one with Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. Co-host, he will be the co-host of the postcast after every Kansas State football game this year. Got to download the Podbean app right now. Greer 380s Podcast. Greier, the number 380s, apostrophe S, podcast for more. Greier, the number 380s, apostrophe S, podcast. And that's where you're going to find extra episodes of the Pearl Project Podcast there. I just finally, over the weekend, uploaded the most latest one there. So check that out as well. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Stay hydrated, folks. especially those K-State fans, especially if you're a Wildcat fan living in Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Dane out there in San Diego, California. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.